We are at lockdown level one now. So that means a lot more is possible. Not everything is possible. Gatherings are now possible up to a greater extent than was the case under extended level three, expanded level three, which is what we were under for the last 2 months. So you can have up to 100 people at an indoor gathering as long as your indoor space is big enough to accommodate 100 people who are a meter and a half apart from each other. That means some theatres, perhaps all theatres, but then, you know, if you can only get 70 people into a theatre, how are you going to make any money? So what do you do? The Baxter Theatre on the Bay and Artscape not available to us this afternoon, so we're spreading our theatrical wings and heading north to Gauteng, where we're joined by Daphne Kuhn, the founder and director of the wonderful Theatre on the Square. Hello, Daphne.
Hello, John. How lovely to speak to you today.
Have you done any theatre in the last 5 months?
Well, it is actually inconceivable. Sadly, not in the last year almost, that we've obviously had to keep our doors shut. And we're longing, obviously, to keep the lights on, turn them on again, as all the fraternity, the industry are longing to perform again. But of course, we have to be cautious. And during this pandemic period, it's given us a bit of time to reflect on our work and what we've done over the last 25 years, putting together documents of all the wonderful new South African and international plays, music, concerts, children's theatre and corporate functions that we've done. And we've really been trying to share some of the memories on our online and our social media program activation, as we call it, We'll Be Back campaign, in which over 50 different artists shared some online performances and experiences and memories. And we have been able to stream a couple of the comedies. But of course, all these years, we've never really filmed our production. Yeah. So we couldn't benefit. And of course, being closed for so long and trying to still keep the theater going in terms of paying rent and utilities and keeping my permanent staff alive. It's been a very, very traumatic experience for all.
How many people could you, under level one, fit into your theatre, Daphne?
Well, in principle, John, we could accommodate, by law, 100 people because a theatre seats 200 people. But, you know, I still have reservations. Obviously, we're planning, we're programming, we're trying to keep the theatre alive in the minds of everybody and trying to create new work and for the one, so many of our wonderful, talented artists who haven't been able to perform in live theatre productions in the last year. But I honestly believe that we have to still be very cautious. We are.
Okay, I mean, I understand that you can't do a full cast production of Much Ado About Nothing to 100 people because you're never going to, you know, all we're talking about is how much money you lose. But a one-hander or a two-hander, actors desperate to work, happy to work for a share of whatever proceeds there might be, is that not now possible? Worth considering?
It is possible for certain theatres, but I think at my own privately owned independent theatre, not at all subsidised by government or the city, it makes it very much harder. I'm sure you'll understand that even though we could, and I'm sure I will rent the theatre space for small film shoots, perhaps the odd private show, but I really don't believe that bringing even 100 people into our theatre, which is downstairs, underground, we could space it out certainly from a seating perspective, but if you know our beautiful theatre has stairs that go downstairs, underground, and the bar area, the foyer area is very constricted. You'd have people, you know, on top of each other. And I think in this time, it's worth waiting just a few more months. Hopefully, I know slowly the vaccine will be rolled out and people, you know, there will be more herd immunity. But I think we have made a conscious decision to keep the theater officially closed for till probably mid-year, when we hope to open with a bang and we hope to reproduce a lot of the shows that we've had to cancel last year, and also start with a different perspective. It would have to be small. They would have to be smaller productions. And bearing in mind, you know, we have all our running costs and all our, you know, all our staff costs and utilities to pay, being independent, in addition to production costs. We're not a receiving theatre. We are a producing theatre. So that changes the perspective a bit. And I might have to pivot from that point of view and try and make the space available and for, you know, for outside companies to hire and rent.
Okay, so no theatre at the Theatre on the Square for at least several months. Daphne, thank you for talking to us. A depressing message, but an understandable one. Daphne Kuhn, the founder and director of the Theatre on the Square, which is in Sandton, Johannesburg.